It's time for Insights with Zion Matthew, exclusively on In Season.
And just like every other Thursday, we are live on our Facebook. We're live on our YouTube, Tell a Friend to Tell a Friend. And this morning's topic is titled, Why Isn't My Prophecy Coming to Pass? Zion, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Saki. I'm well. I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being with us again this Thursday. As always, as a footnote, what is the inspiration behind this morning's topic?
So many people are struggling, Saki. They're struggling, stuck between the promise and the fulfillment of that promise. And many of you that are watching right now, I encourage you to go ahead and share this broadcast because it's going to help somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody that finds themselves in a valley of decisions, somebody that finds themselves in a wilderness. Saki, so many people are there right now and they are waiting on the fulfillment of that prophecy. And today God's going to give us key insights to begin to understand why the prophecy is taking so long. Why is it not yet fulfilled? And as we delve into this topic today, somebody's going to get their fruit.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that. And jumping straight into it, can a word truly come from God and still fail? I mean, we know what scripture says in that regard. And if so, what causes this to happen in one's life?
You know, God told the Israelites that he had already given them the promised land.
Yeah.
That was flowing with milk and honey. But beside and despite the thunder of that divine promise, an entire generation died in the wilderness because they allowed their fear to resonate louder than their faith. And they questioned and they complained and they forfeited the very future that God had scripted for them. You know, unbelief is a silent killer of divine moments. You can receive a thunderous prophetic word from the Lord and still sabotage it because of the whisper of doubt in our hearts. And we all have been there. You know, 12 spies went into the promised land, but 10 of those spies infected an entire nation that caused them to receive the wrong perspective. Listen, we have got to be careful who's in our ear. When you do not believe, you begin to drift and forfeit what God had promised you. And we got to also understand that disobedience is more than just rebellion. It's a prophetic abortion.
Sure.
Let me say that again. Disobedience is more than just rebellion. It's a prophetic abortion. Saul was handpicked. King Saul was handpicked by God, crowned by his word. And yet one act of defiance against shattered it all. One moment of misalignment can unseat you from destiny. A heart that turns away even slightly can close the door to what God had once opened. And some prophecies also, we got to understand, they arrive with a heavenly condition. God may release a word from the throne, but if you do not align, it hovers in the realm of the spirit, unrealized and unfulfilled. Listen, prophecy is not a spell. It's a summons to action. It must be stewarded and not just celebrated. So many times we get a prophetic word, we celebrate, but we fail to steward those prophetic words well. And a word unwalked in becomes a promise that is unfulfilled.
Mm.
Jonah is a sign of that. You know, you don't just carry a word. He wrestled with the word. His prophecy was altered because of repentance. Check this out, Saki. A prophecy is not just a promise. It's a door. And only alignment can open that door.
Mm.
God speaks what could be, but you must decide if it will be. The word is waiting, but are you walking in it?
Yeah, the word is waiting, but are you walking in it? Now, Zion, in the scenario where the prophetic word has been spoken, it is real, but then now my life is gravitating towards the opposite direction. What do I make of that? Is that delay? Is that denial? A demonic, you know, attack? Or did I derail from the word? Talk us through that.
Listen, go ahead and share this broadcast to every one of you that are watching right now. Go ahead and share this broadcast. Saki, Joseph dreamed of thrones, but he woke up in the pit. He saw crowns, but he wore chains. You know, every time we begin to look at the life of Joseph, it seemed like Joseph was moving backwards. But in the shadows of betrayals and behind bars, God was sculpting a ruler. And what felt like a detour was a divine design. Every prophetic word must be tested. And this is what many people don't want to know and they don't want to hear. Every prophetic word must go through a test. The testing of the word protects you from deception and it preserves your destiny. Make sure what you receive from God aligns with God's heart and is unchanging in its purpose. You know, divine delay is God's construction zone. You know, many times we feel buried in, in delay. When heaven has released that word, we feel that, you know, that delay is sabotage what God wants to do. But I want to tell you right now, what God said, it surely will come to pass.
Come on.
When we experience delay, sometimes it's God developing us so that we could step into the fulfillment of what God has planned for our lives. And what looks like silence is sacred preparation. Let me say that again.
Sure.
What may look as God's silence is sacred preparation. There is warfare around every word that carries weight. I've experienced that in my life so many times. God told me he's going to do this, but warfare begin over my life. What do you do then? You have got to make warfare with that word. You've got to say, God, you said. Many times when I begin to pray, I ask for books, the scrolls regarding my life to be open, that God must remember me. And we have got to make warfare. Sometimes delays are also self-inflicted. Samson carried the mantle for deliverance, but his private compromise destroyed the word of the Lord over his life. And we must be willing to take responsibility and come in repentance. We also see in the example of Moses. Moses was a man that met God in fire and glory, but one angry moment in Moses' life barred him from the promised land. If your life looks opposite to your prophecy, don't panic. Pause. God may be carving thrones through your tears. Carry your crown. Don't despise the detour. It may be the doorway that you've been looking for.
It is. We are live on Facebook, we are live on YouTube. Share the broadcast far and wide. Now, when we say amen, right, when we receive the prophetic word, what is our role in that? I know that earlier on you spoke on us walking in that prophetic word. How do I discern the season I'm in? Do I wait? Do I war? What do I do?
You know, Elijah heard the sound of rain in the spirit even before there was a cloud. And he bowed low. He prayed hard. He checked the skies 7 times. And until a tiny cloud, the size of a man's hand, appeared. You know, we see that in 1 Kings. Some words are born in the womb of persistence. You have got to be persistent. It's not just enough to hear. You must press in until you see what you heard manifest. Mm. That's so powerful. There are seasons where heaven says, wait. Abraham waited 25 years. Waiting is not a weakness. You must trust even when the time and people mock you. And you've got to understand that when you wait in faith, you mature in depth. There are seasons when you must war. Paul told Timothy to fight the good fight of faith and to make warfare with the prophetic words. Go ahead, share this broadcast right now. So we have got to wake up every morning, declare what God has declared over us. We have got to resound those prophetic words in the realm of the spirit. Sometimes you must walk it out. The lepers weren't healed while they were still standing. They were healed while they were still moving. Some words don't come alive until you activate it. Nobody shows up when they believe that it's going to rain. You got to show up with an umbrella. When you believe that God said you are healed, you have got to say, I refuse to sit here until I die. I am moving forward to my breakthrough. I am going to activate it. Check this out. David was anointed king, but he was sent back to be a shepherd. Before the throne comes the cave. Before Goliath comes the sheep dung. His season didn't reflect his prophecy, but it surely prepared him for that. After the amen, you are not done. You are deployed. Is then the season that you are in. Some seasons call for silence. Others call for pursuit. Don't just carry the word. Confront the wilderness and move forward.
Hey, come on. This is so good. This is so, so good. Now, Zion, speaking about discernment, right? How does one discern the difference between a prophetic word that requires one to act in faith, to walk in faith, and one that demands warfare?
You got to understand the Red Sea, you know, at the Red Sea, God didn't need soldiers. He needed stillness. Let me say that again. At the Red Sea, God didn't need soldiers. He needed stillness. He told them, stand still and I will show you the salvation of the Lord. You've got to understand, the waters obeyed, the wind listened, and the people walked through the Red Sea. But later, when Jericho stood tall against the children of Israel, God said to them, this moment demands marching. We have got to understand what we need to use, what spiritual technology we need to employ in different moments. Faith is trust in stillness. Faith is trust. When you stand still, say, God, I know that you said. I refuse to move off this. God, you said it shall happen. Then you be still and see the salvation of the Lord. But warfare is the fire of the word. You sense delay in the realm of the spirit. You sense demonic resistance, agitation. You know, this is when fasting becomes your strategy and declaration becomes your breakthrough. You don't just wait, you go to war. We see this with Esther. We see this with Deborah. They began to go to war. I've seen this in my life. Many times God promised me, I remember God promised me that he was going to do something for me, and I felt that delay. I felt the demonic resistance. I called myself to a fast. And many of you right now are in this place. I am telling you, God asked me some time ago. He said, Zion, do you want your prayers to be answered fast? I said, yes, Lord, I want my prayers to be answered fast. You know, and God said, no, Zion, do you want your prayers to be answered? Then fast. We have got to be able to employ spiritual technology to access those breakthroughs that can only come from the heavenly dimension. And then you've got to understand, faith reminds you who you are. Warfare reminds you what you are fighting for. Faith reminds you who you are, but the warfare reminds you what you are fighting for. Nehemiah knew how to build and how to war. Mm-hmm. One hand carried the vision while the other swung the sword. So while we're holding on, we got to understand that faith says God will, warfare says I must. Let me say that again. Faith says God will do it, but warfare says I must. You got to discern the sound of your season. Don't bring worship to a battlefield, and don't bring warfare to a birthing room.
My God. Come on.
Battlefield, and don't bring warfare to a birthing room. That is so powerful. Sure. Right there, sir.
It is. And maybe perhaps someone who's tuned in this morning on Facebook, on YouTube, wherever, and they feel as though that they have been, you know, captured by the chains of delay and they want to break free. They heard everything you said, but they feel and sense a great spiritual attack when it comes to delay over the prophetic word. How do they break that particular bondage?
Daniel just didn't pray. He pressed in, he fasted, and he warred. Heaven heard on day one, but he had to fight through the demonic delay, break through, and he broke through after the 21st day. Delay doesn't mean denials. They are often revealed the depth of the battle that you are fighting. Some things that you are carrying in your spirit. Let me speak to every one of our listeners right now. Share this broadcast. There are some things that are worth going to war for in the realm of the spirit. Many things that God had promised you that you just let slide. But this time, in the season of your life, I declare and I decree, you will pick up the weapons of war. You will go to war for your family. You will go to war for your healing. You will live and you will not die to declare the glory of the Lord. How can we activate this realm of spiritual warfare? Intercession breaks delay. Some promises are not delivered by casual prayer. It's delivered by deep, strong intercession. You must pray until heaven responds and hell retreats. Number two, the word creates the world that you live in. If you keep speaking doubt, you will never, never be able to fertilize the land that God has promised you. Number three, fast with focus. Fast, you got to engage a fast. Esther called a three-day fast to set her entire nation free. You say, God, I'm telling you, every time I call myself to a fast, I don't wait for the church to fast. I call myself to a fast. And usually on day number one, the breakthrough is released. You know, the Bible speaks about Caleb. Caleb watched others die in the wilderness, but he held the word that God gave him tightly. You might see it not happening for everybody, but remember that God spoke that word to you. And when God called you, it wasn't a conference call. God does not need everybody to agree so that he could fulfill the word over your life. You have just got to agree. Listen to this. The Bible says in the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 12, the Bible says, what is this proverb that everybody says in Israel, that the days are prolonged and every vision fails? Tell them, says the Lord, I will make this proverb to cease in the land. Nobody shall use the word again. The days of your delay is ended, says the Lord. Mm. And this shall be of the fulfillment of every prophetic word. Check this out, Saki. Delay is a visitor. It is not a covenant. When you rise in intercession, when you speak with fire, when you fast with focus, delay is broken. You were not born for stagnation. You were born to see every prophetic word fulfilled in your lifetime.
Come on. Amen to that. Oh, this is so good and so timely, especially as we've crossed over into the second half of the year. And maybe just to put you on the spot there, Zion, maybe one's first half of the year did not go according to the plan or according to a prophetic word that was spoken over them for this particular year. And this second half, they want to go about it with intentionality. Any word of advice coming to how we navigate the second half of the year?
Listen, Saki, nobody wins a match in the first half. Everybody wins in the second half.
Come on.
And I want to tell you there is a second wind that God is releasing upon many of you.
Ooh.
You might be in that season of your life, but this second season is going to be a winning season.
You've
got to rise, put the word of the Lord upon your mouth, and you have got to go after your breakthrough. Even right now, I sense in the spirit that atmospheres over your life, people that have been waking up sick for days and days and days, it's breaking right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That anointing of breakthrough, that breaker anointing is being released. You are in your second half of 2025. This is a winning season. I'm telling you what could not happen in that first half, in the first 6 months of 2025, I declare and I decree that in this second half of the year, acceleration will come, breakthrough will be released, and the promise over your life and over your destiny shall be fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I declare it and I decree it in Jesus' name.
Amen. And before I let you go this weekend, what can our people expect from your end?
Saki, Awake the Nation is in full-blown revival. I'm telling you what, we came out of our 3 days of Deliver Us From Evil conference this Sunday morning at 9 a.m. 31 Kimberley Street in Goodwood, Cape Town. If you are anywhere in the Cape Town area, come and experience the glory of God, the downpour. This is not church as usual. This is a move of God. We are inviting you to come, get under the glory cloud, and access everything that heaven desires to release on you. Once again, Saki, it's been a phenomenal opportunity. CCFM, thank you. Saki, thank you for making this broadcast possible. We will see you next week, same time, same place on In Season with Zion Matthew and Saki.
Oh, there you have it. There you have it. If you missed it, it is up on our Facebook and also on our YouTube page. Tell a friend to tell a friend. For anyone who has failed to go to the prophecies not coming to pass, this particular broadcast was meant for them. Very, very timely and also prophetic in the same sense.